Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. It is appropriate that we set aside time to honor and celebrate the fathers in our lives, and most important, that we worship God, our Heavenly Father.
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. Though father and mother forsake us, the Lord himself will receive us. He'll teach us his ways, he's our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. God sets the lonely in families, leads forth the prisoners with singing. Father to the fatherless, defender of widows, he is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. Though father and mother forsake us, the Lord himself will receive us. He'll teach us his ways, he's our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior.
Lord, as we come into your presence today, we're reminded of how your Son taught us to pray, as he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." God, we worship you for who you are. Creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all nature, the beginning and the end, eternal holy God. And you are our Father. in heaven. We thank you for your boundless love for us as your adopted children. As you are the ultimate example of what a father should be, Lord, let us, as fathers, allow your Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom, strength, and the love we need. Help us to be a godly example to our children, our wives, and to the world, so that they will see you in us, so that all the praise will go to you. Lord, as we invest these few moments in your spoken word and in song, let it be pleasing to you, and help us to remember the things that will help us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Blessed that I can call you Father, but unworthy to be your child. You have given me such a gift never known to me. Born of sacrifice and born of love, you have chosen me and you have called me by my name, set apart to do thy will. That I can call you Father, I come singing before your throne, and in praise to you, I repeat your precious name. Father.
You are listening to Call to Worship. We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. our email service can provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic that day. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right-hand corner of the homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. But maybe you miss the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And you'll find a playlist. I put together the songs, the album, and artist information. And the scripture passages are there also for you online at calltoworship.us.
Praise you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the sea, the stormy sea,
the billows
trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, for come what may, from day to day,
trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the sea, the stormy sea,
the billows
break.
Trust in
God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the sea, the stormy sea,
the billows
roll, He keeps my soul.
My Heavenly Father watches over.
Our focus is on fathers today during our call to worship.
Never changing Father, I can't get over why you choose to love me, why you even care. Sometimes friends forsake me, try
changing Father,
never
why you choose to love me. Why you'd even care. Sometimes friends forsake me. Try to bend and break me. Never changing, Father. You're always there. In my darkest hour.
Happy Father's Day. If you have been given the role of father, then you will be encouraged today as you are reminded of God's standards in His Word and how He will give you wisdom and strength to accomplish that incredible task before you. And you'll be happy as you look back and see God's fingerprints on your life as He has used you in the lives of your children and those who look to you as their father figure in their life. And you can rest assured that blessings will come in the future as God, your Heavenly Father, works in you and through you in times to come, as He is faithful to give you a future and a hope. A father is one who feeds and supports or exercises paternal care over another. God is called the father of the fatherless, the first ancestor. Adam was the father of the human race. Abraham, the father of the Israelites. The Bible describes attributes of a father, including merciful and compassionate, Luke 6. You must be compassionate just as your father is compassionate. Love your wife, the mother of your children, Colossians 3. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly, Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up His life for her, Ephesians 5. Husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. If you are blessed to have children or those who look up to you as their father figure, then encourage your children. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We find in Ephesians 6, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Those of us blessed to still have a father figure in our life are given instructions as well. Ephesians 6. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. We can see many comparisons in Scripture between God as our Heavenly Father and our fathers here on the earth. We should praise the Father for His good deeds and earthly fathers for their good deeds as well. Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and fathers should forgive others, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Our Heavenly Father feeds us, meets our material needs. As fathers, we should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. Our Heavenly Father knows all of our needs. As fathers, we should watch out for the needs of others. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks, always give them the best. Our Heavenly Father knows those who are His. Fathers, work hard to really know your family. Our Heavenly Father has a special place in His heart for children. Love your children and don't frustrate them or provoke them to anger. God's discipline is always good for us. As fathers, we should discipline with instruction and in love. As we see in Hebrews 12, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. Folks, God has used your father to conform you to His image, No matter how good or bad your father may have treated you, we are told in Romans 8, 28, 29, that it's all good because it's being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that He gave His only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with Him, our Father.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. I love You, adore You, I bow down before You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You.
Son of God, what a wonder You are. Son of God,
Holy Ghost, what a comfort You are.
how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we thank God and celebrate the role that fathers have in our lives and in society, and, most importantly, the relationship we have with our Heavenly Father. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station for us. You are invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find out more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 103, a Psalm of David. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things that He has done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.